You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Happy April 25th, theater lovers. This is Mark Peinkert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you're listening to Today in Theater History. When a woman loves sailors so much she follows them around the world, it's time to hit the deck. Adapted from the play Shore Leave, Hit the Deck opened in 1927 for a run of 352 performances. Patrick Hamilton's drama Rope, about two Oxford roommates who kill a boy for thrills, opened in 1929. Hamilton would go on to write the play Angel Street, which became the film Gaslight, as well as a handful of dryly funny, occasionally bleak novels, notably Hangover Square and, my favorite, The Slaves of Solitude. Years later, Alfred Hitchcock would adapt Rope into his film of the same name. British pop star Tommy Steele made his Broadway debut in the 1965 transfer of the hit West End musical Half a Sixpence, based on the H.G. Wells novel Kipps, in which an orphan unexpectedly inherits a fortune. The cast also included a pre-Monty Python John Cleese. The musical ran 511 performances at the Broadhurst Theater. Little Murders occurred for a little bit at Broadway's Broadhurst Theater, where Jules Pfeiffer's black comedy about apathetic responses to violence ran for 7 performances, starring Barbara Cook and Elliot Gould. Gould would reprise his role in the 1971 film adaptation, directed by Alan Arkin. How about a hand for the hog? In 1985, Big River opened at the Eugene O'Neill. Based on the adventures of Huckleberry Finn, the Tony-winning musical ran for over 1,000 performances. In 1991, Lucy Simon and Marcia Norman's musical adaptation of The Secret Garden opened at the St. James. Susan H. Schulman directed a cast that included Mandy Patinkin, Rebecca Luker, Allison Fraser, and 11-year-old Daisy Egan, who won a Tony Award for Best Featured Actress in a Musical, making her the youngest female actor to win a Tony. What do you get when you fall in love? In 2010, Sean Hayes and Kristen Chenoweth asked that question as Chuck Baxter and Fran Kubelik in the first Broadway revival of Promises, Promises. Based on the Oscar-winning film The Apartment, the show also featured Tony Goldwyn, Dick Latessa, and Katie Finneran, who won her second Tony. John Lithgow opened David Auburn's The Columnist in 2012, dissecting the life and work, and secret life, of political journalist Joseph Alsop, leader of the so-called Georgetown set in Washington, D.C. Bettina Miller and company had magic to do at the Music Box in 2013 with the revival of Pippin. Diane Paulus directed a cast that also included Matthew James Thomas in the title role and Andrea Martin as the grandmother. The production won 4 Tony Awards, including Best Revival. Playing 40 characters, Jesse Tyler Ferguson opened in the Broadway premiere of Fully Committed at the Lyceum in 2015, playing a harried reservation clerk at an in-demand eatery and a series of guests clamoring for a table. And in 2019, Beetlejuice began haunting the Winter Garden Theater, starring Alex Brightman as the titular demon. The show started off slowly but gained momentum over the months, eventually joining the Millionaires Club at the box office. It also made TikTok into a must-have social media platform for theatergoers. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the sups. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suf's celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suf's has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SufsMusical.com.